Hello, this is Ramona Trainer from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Theater Previews. For the next half hour, I will be reading upcoming theater and movie descriptions for area shows with audio description. Today's program will cover some brief summaries of Man of La Mancha, and Then There Were None, Les Miserables, and The Making of a King. With some nods to the arts, we're going to cover Balanchine Rarities from Carolina Ballet and Tango Nuevo from the Carolina Symphony. And then we'll have a full review of the movie Contraband, now showing with descriptive audio in Raleigh. So we will go ahead with the theater. First off, we're going to go have an overview of all of the theater showing in the upcoming months. In February, we're going to start things off with Green Day's American Idiot. That's that musical experience is done by the North Carolina Theater, Broadway Series South. Then we've got Man of La Mancha. Burning Coal Theater is doing that one. And Then There Were None. That's the Agatha Christie play being done by Carrie Players. Les Miserables is also being done by North Carolina Theater as their next Broadway Series South show. I'm doing two of them right off the bat there. The Making of a King, Henry IV, is being done by Playmakers. We don't have any dates yet for their audio-described performance of Henry V, but they are doing both of those shows. And Molly Daughter is being done by Justice Theater Project. And for that one, there are free tickets for people who call in for the audio description. Coming up later in the year, in March, REP is doing Circle Mirror Transformation. Burning Coal is doing Jude the Obscure Parts 1 and 2 in April. And also in April, Playmakers is doing Noises Off. And North Carolina Theater Broadway Series South picks up again with Steel Magnolias. So that's the theater that we have to cover and a little bit beyond. In the upcoming arts section, we're going to look at a couple of offerings from the Carolina Ballet. This is in March, Balanchine Rarities, and then further out field in April is The Little Mermaid and Carmina Burana. And I'm expecting that Carmina is going to be a pretty big show. For Carolina Symphony, we've got all of these are clustered up. One right immediately here in January, and then the rest of these are scattered, you know, one every week in February. We've got Tango Nuevo, that's in this last week of January. And then each week in February, the first week, Chopin and Tchaikovsky. The second week, Firebird. The third week, Dvorak and America. And the fourth week, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. And all of those Carolina Symphony shows are being done just across the Triangle region, so we'll have a lot more details in that part of the show. And then finally, we're going to do the Ebert review of the movie Contraband. And as I said, that's being shown with descriptive audio at Regal North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh. Okay, so coming up with theater, our first one in February is Green Day's American Idiot. Now, this one is being done by North Carolina Theater as their first Broadway Series South show of the new year. Based on Green Day's groundbreaking rock opera of the same name, this daring new musical tells the story of three lifelong friends forced to choose between their dreams and the safety of suburbia, and features the smash hits Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Holiday, and 21 Guns. There is a content advisory with this show for strong adult content and strong language. The run is from January 31st through February 5th, And the audio described show is on Saturday, February the 4th at 2 p.m. As I said, this is North Carolina Theater. You can look up their information online at www.nctheater.com. You can also call them at 919-831-6941, extension 6944. The next show coming up is Man of La Mancha, and this one is being done by Burning Coal Theater. The musical version of Cervantes' Don Quixote tells the amazing tale of an errant knight. Randolph Curtis Rand plays the title character, both Cervantes and Don Quixote, who believed that the ills of the world could be corrected and set out to do so with his trusty sidekick, Sancho Panza, played by David Henderson, and his beloved Dulcinea, played by Yolanda Robin. Their run is February 2nd through February 19th, so very early February. Their audio-described show is their first weekend. It's going to be Sunday, February 5th at 2 p.m. And again, that was done by Burning Coal Theater. Their webpage, newly redesigned, is at www.burningcoal.org. And their box office is 919-834-4001. The next show we have coming up in theater is from Cary Players, And Then There Were None. The classic Agatha Christie murder mystery. Eight guests who have never met one another are lured to an island house and, along with two house servants, stranded. A mysterious voice accuses each of having gotten away with murder just as one drops dead. One down and nine to go. The run on this one is from February 3rd to February 12th, so again, early February. Their audio-described show is the following weekend, the next weekend after Man of La Mancha. So their audio-described show is Sunday, February 12th at 3 p.m. And you can go to their webpage at www.caryplayers.org. They don't have a box office per se. They have tickets available online through eTix. And you can go online at etix.com, or you can call 1-800-514-3849. Next up, we have Les Miserables. This is our next offering from North Carolina Theater, Broadway Series South. Cameron McIntosh presents a brand new 25th anniversary production of the legendary musical, Les Miserables, with glorious new staging and dazzlingly reimagined scenery inspired by the paintings of Victor Hugo. This new production has been acclaimed by critics, fans, and new audiences, and is breaking box office records wherever it goes. This is the 25th anniversary national tour of Les Mis. You can get more information about the tour itself at www.lesmis.com. The run on this one is February 14th through February 19th. And the audio described performance, and with all of the new staging, I'm imagining this audio description would be fairly critical. Their audio described show is going to be Saturday, February the 18th at 3 p.m. And so far, everybody's been really good about staging their audio described shows. You could go to see every single one of these. As we mentioned before, their webpage is www.nctheater.com, and their box office is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And next up, Making of a King, Henry the Fourth by Playmakers. An epic coming-of-age tale that follows the education of young Prince Hal from his unpromising start in bawdy houses and taverns under the tutelage of the larger-than-life Sir John Falstaff to his rise as one of England's greatest monarchs, King Henry V. Travel from palaces to battlefields, from civil war in Britain to battles in the vasty fields of France, on another of Playmaker's great journeys. Now, the run for the entire thing is January 28th through March 4th, and that is so long because they're doing Henry IV and Henry V in rotation. The audio-described information we have so far is just for Henry IV. The audio-described show is February the 21st at 7:30. No details yet on the audio-described performance of Henry V. Their information for Playmakers is online at www.playmakersrep.org, and their box office is at 919-962-7529. And our final February show is Molly Daughter by the Justice Theatre Project. And this one, as I said, has free tickets for people who call in and say they're going to use the audio description service. In 1877, music was the poor man's printing press. Molly Daughter combines mesmerizing live music on stage with the history of Irish immigrant coal mining families, as told by the women left behind. These are the women who carried on while their men were imprisoned, and the women still searching their heritage and history today for answers to their ancestors' deaths. You've heard of the Molly Maguires, the secret society of coal miners who battled against the exploitation of the mine owners. Molly Daughter gives you a glimpse into the women's stories, the wives, mothers, sisters, children, and grandchildren, of the men who were sent to jail and paid the ultimate price. Set in the Pennsylvania anthracite coal fields of the 1870s, this poignant one-woman show is set to music, explores the Molly Maguire's fight against inhumane working conditions, prejudice, unjust criminal prosecution, and the exploitation of natural resources for profit. Their full run is February 10th through February 26th, so now we're going to the end of the month, and their audio-described show is Sunday, February 26th at 2 p.m., and did we mention the free tickets? And their information, again, it's Justice Theatre Project. You can find them online at www.thejusticetheatreproject.org. And their box office phone number is 919-264-7089. And actually, we got all the way to the end of February, and you could, in fact, go to see every single one of these shows. So no need to pick between them. You can go see them all. And then coming up, just for some advance planning, in March and April. In March, Raleigh Ensemble Players is doing Circle Mirror Transformation. In April, Burning Coal is doing Jude the Obscure, Parts 1 and Part 2, also in rotation. Those audio-described shows will be back-to-back Sundays. Playmakers is doing Noises Off in mid-April. And then in late April, North Carolina Theater Broadway Series South continues with Steel Magnolias. There will, of course, be more details about these shows and theaters as we get closer to the show dates and months. However, if you'd like to set up some advance tickets or would like additional information about these shows, these theaters, or any of the ones that we mentioned for February, you can always call the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138 and leave a message for me, for Ramona, and I'd be glad to call you back and answer any questions you might have about these shows. Okay, so that was theater, so it means we must have the arts coming up next. which will cover the Carolina Ballet first, and then go through the offerings from the North Carolina Symphony. Also, for the Carolina Ballet, the first one that they've got coming up is actually out in March, so still a little bit far afield. They've got Balanchine Rarities. They're going to be doing their audio described show on Sunday, March the 4th at 2 p.m., and that one is going to be done in Raleigh, the Progress Energy Performing Arts Center, in the smaller Fletcher Auditorium. The program features three rarely performed works by George Balanchine, including A la Française, an innocent tale about a handsome tennis-playing athlete, a pretty young lady, and a graceful ballerina dressed as a winged sylph. The program also includes two seldom-seen Balanchine tour de force pas de trois, the Glinka and the Minkus. Then, Carolina Ballet has two shows that will be coming up in April. The Little Mermaid is being done, or with audio description, on April 1st at 2 p.m. This one is also being done at Fletcher Auditorium. This world premiere production includes the choreography of Lynn Taylor Corbett and an original commissioned score by Michael Moritz. And then later in April, April 22nd to be exact, at 2 o'clock, they are doing Carmina Burana in the larger Memorial Auditorium. Carmina Burana is also choreographed by Lynn Taylor Corbett and will feature live music and soloists from the North Carolina Master Chorale. They will also include a new ballet by artistic director, a new ballet by artistic director Robert Weiss. All of these shows are being done in Raleigh at the Progress Energy Performing Arts Center. For more information or tickets, you can call the ballet line at 919-719-0900. You can also purchase tickets online through Ticketmaster www.progressenergycenter.com/tickets. Actually, anything that's being done at Progress Energy Center, you can get tickets through that. Again, the website was progressenergycenter.com/tickets. But for the Carolina Ballet, I would definitely recommend calling them on 719-0900. And then for the North Carolina Symphony, they just always have a ton of stuff going on. Finishing out January, they're doing Tango Nuevo in Chapel Hill and in Raleigh. All of the passion of tango comes to the concert hall in this showcase of works by Nuevo Tango master Astor Piazzolla, composers Osvaldo Golijov and Alberto Ginastera, and more. Adding a little spice are a pair of tango dancers and the acclaimed musician Coco Trevisano, a modern master of the bandoneon, Argentina's national instrument. This is being done in Chapel Hill and in Raleigh. The Chapel Hill show is on Thursday, January 26th, and there is a pre-concert talk at 7 p.m. in Girard Hall next to the Memorial Hall on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. And then Friday and Saturday night, that would be January 27th and 28th, it's being done in Raleigh at Memorial, and there is a pre-show talk at 7 p.m. in the West Pavilion lobby. Then, as I said, they are doing one show a week throughout February. First weekend, they're doing Chopin and Tchaikovsky. That one is showing in Sanford, Granville, and Wilmington. You get to enjoy an evening of pure musical charm. Kodaly's folk song-inspired dances, prelude, Chopin at the top of his game. His specialty, the fast and energetic Polonaise, balances a commanding finish in Tchaikovsky's triumphant Fifth Symphony. On the Saturday performance, that would be the one in Wilmington, there is, again, a pre-concert talk, so they are very good about having those. Their next weekend is Firebird. That one is February 9th through the 11th, and is being shown in Southern Pines and in Raleigh, again at Mamandi. Travel across Britain's stormy North Sea through Elgar's most elegiac concerto and into the brash and bold Firebird Suite. Instead of a discussion on Thursday, February the 9th, this is their Southern Pines show, they're doing a Meet the Artist with the conductor and the cello soloist that starts at 6:45 in the Pinecrest High School band room. They're doing this one at the high school down in Pinecrest in Southern Pines. And then for their February 10th and 11th shows, they are doing a pre-concert talk starting at 7 o'clock in the West Pavilion lobby at Mamandi. The third week in February, they are doing Dvorak and America. This is being shown in Chapel Hill and in Raleigh. It's actually being sponsored by the North America Arts Council, I believe, and has several different pre-show events. There is a pre-concert chamber music for the UNC show. There are discussions for the Mamandi one. Lots of details we'll cover as the dates get closer. And then at the end of the month, February 23rd through 25th, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. This one is being done in Wilmington and in Raleigh. And again, pre-concert talks in Wilmington. Tickets to any of the North Carolina Symphony performances can be purchased by calling them at 919-733-2750, extension 401. Or you can go online to www.ncsymphony.org/events. Their number again is 919-733-2750. And that brings us to movies. We have one movie to go over. This is Contraband, which is being shown at the Raleigh Regal North Hills Stadium. The review is by Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times. He gives it 2 out of 4 stars, and the user reviews are about the same. I'm growing particularly weary of the wife-girlfriend of the hero, whose life and children are threatened by vicious bad guys. It must be admitted, however, that in this film, the threatened means of death makes being tied to railroad tracks seem jolly by comparison. The movie involves the smuggling of a vast quantity of counterfeit $100 bills from Panama City to New Orleans. Although Chris Farady, played by Mark Wahlberg, the would-be smuggler, prefers not to deal with drugs, wouldn't you know, several kilos of cocaine get mixed with the deal. Contraband is based on an Icelandic thriller named Reykjavik, Rotterdam, which leads you to suspect that neither New Orleans nor Panama City is particularly essential to the plot. That film starred Ballstar Kormakur, who is the director of this one, perhaps as a demonstration that many stars believe they could direct this stuff themselves if they ever had a chance. An experienced smuggler, Chris has retired from crime to settle down to married bliss. Alas, his wife, Kate, played by Kate Beckinsale, has a brother who has made a mess of a cocaine delivery, and lives are in danger unless the veteran, Chris, steps in and performs a make-good job. Chris has entrusted an old pal named Sebastian to protect Kate and the children while he's on the job. She may require protection because a snaky crime lord named Tim Briggs is the boss of the deal. Let it be said that in this role, Giovanni Ribisi uses that kind of voice that makes you want to smack him just for talking like that. Chris and a couple of partners sign on as seamen aboard a container ship plying the waves between New Orleans and Panama City. Man, is this plot complicated? At one point, while Chris and pals have a very limited time ashore in Panama before the ship sails, they find time enough to, one, seek the warehouse where the bills are manufactured, and two, try to stick up an armored car. It's not a matter of just going straight to the warehouse. Chris doesn't recall where it is, but if we drive around, I'll see something that reminds me. Panama City has a population of 900,000. And sticking up the armored car involves driving a van into its path and causing a crash, then shooting it out with the cops. This leads to the theft of a Jackson Pollock painting worth millions, which no one ever explains to the thieves. At one point, it's described as a cloth with oil smears. Well, fair enough. More like dribbles. But meanwhile, snaky-voiced Ribisi and his men are causing great distress to wife Kate, so much that the preview audience recoiled at one point. Towards the end, Chris sets a trap for the bad guys that is admirably ingenious, although it involves a lot of planning ahead and good luck, and it's one of those deals requiring everyone to be in precisely the right place at the right time. Don't those schemes usually go wrong? Contraband involves a lot of energy, but I'm getting tired of violent retreads of these heist elements. And that review was by Robert Ebert, and he was reviewing the movie Contraband. It is currently showing at 4.05 p.m. at Regal North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh. You can call them to check on showtimes at 919-786-4494. That's 919-786-4494. And this isn't exactly movies, but we've mentioned it before. Wanted to let you know that there are a couple of new videos available through the Narrative TV Network. This is a channel on YouTube, so if you'll go online to www.youtube.com and search for Narrative TV Network, they'll come up. You'll see mostly their videos, and at the very top of your search results, you should actually see their channel, which you could then bookmark. Recently added videos include National Geographic's Lewis and Clark Expedition, several from National Geographic, Alexander the Great, The Lost Tomb, American Doomsday, 2012 Countdown to Armageddon, and then a couple from National Geographic Naked Science. They've added Swallowed by the Sun and Stellar Storms. And they have also added a Beachhead to Berlin. And with that, we have run out of time for today's episode of Theater Previews. Be sure to listen at the same time every other week. We hope you have enjoyed it. I am Ramona Trainer, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. The program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast.